Morgan Stanley Files amended spot ETH and SOL ETFs at a 0.14% fee. Morgan Stanley filed amended applications for spot Ether and Solana exchange-traded funds, with both products carrying a 0.14% sponsor fee, according to a CoinDesk report posted June 19, 2026. The detail that stands out is not that another bank wants in, it is the price. A 0.14% management fee sits near the floor of what U.S. issuers have charged for crypto ETFs so far. For a saver parking $10,000 in the fund, that is $14 a year. The number reads less like a revenue line and more like a customer acquisition bid, the kind of pricing a large bank uses when it expects to make its money on distribution and adjacent services rather than on the fund itself, a fee war that has moved past Bitcoin. The first U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs launched in early 2024, with fee waivers and headline rates that quickly compressed as issuers fought for assets. That same dynamic is now playing out one rung down the market cap ladder, on Ether and Solana. When a firm with Morgan Stanley's wealth management footprint files at 0.14% for both at once, it sets a reference point that rivals have to answer. Filing the two products together also says something about how the desk views the assets. Ether and Solana are being packaged as a matched pair of programmable chain exposures rather than as one safe bet plus one speculative add-on. An amended application typically reflects back and forth with the regulator over structure and disclosure, so this is a refinement of an existing bid, not a cold open. The tape is pointing the other way. The filing arrives during a rough stretch for the underlying tokens. As of June 19, 2026, Ether traded around 1695 ERS, down 3.0% on the day, and Solana sat near 6857, off 4.6%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 19, squarely in extreme fear, with Bitcoin down 2.9% at roughly $62,532. Institutional product filings run on a different clock than spot prices. A fund being readied now is built for the next several years of allocation, not this week's candles. A bank willing to commit shelf space and a rock-bottom fee while sentiment is this sour is making a forward bet that regulated ETH and SOL exposure becomes a standard line item in client portfolios, regardless of where the tokens trade in June. Cheaper rails into the chains that cards run on. For readers who spend rather than trade, the second-order effect is the relevant part. A low-fee, brokerage-friendly ETF pulls a new class of capital toward Ether and Solana, the two networks that an outsized share of crypto cards settle, top up, and pay rewards on. Deeper, stickier liquidity on those chains tends to mean tighter conversion spreads and steadier on-chain costs at the point of sale. Solana sees this most directly. Cards built natively on the network, including Solflare and Cast, live or die on Sol liquidity and stablecoin depth. A regulated Sol vehicle that draws in wealth management flows is a tailwind for that ecosystem, even if a cardholder never buys a single ETF share. The same logic applies to Ether-based self-custody cards that draw down from on-chain balances. A fee at this level does not, on its own, approve anything. An amended filing is a step in a review process, and the SEC sets the timeline. The signal worth holding on to is the price tag. When a bank of this size files spot ETH and SOL products at 0.15% during extreme fear, it is treating both as core holdings rather than fringe trades.